producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to think spring. You know, it's almost Groundhog Day, and that little woodchuck, he better give us a nice early spring after all the snow we had here in the Northeast last year. And we're ready for spring to arrive. Today we've been talking the first couple of hours about how to grow the onion family. And last hour we talked about growing celery. And the one thing I wanted to tell you, and I forgot, when you harvest your celery, don't cut it flush to the ground. Leave a 2-inch stub. So you're going to cut it at a 2-inch stub. And what's going to happen, that 2-inch stub, new shoots will come out of it. And you'll have a nice crop for the late fall. It'll be smaller, but it'll be young, it'll be tender, and it will be absolutely fabulous. So when your clump is ready, you blanch it, and then you cut it to within 2 inches of the ground, and that stump will send out all kinds of new shoots for a crop that will be ready in November, around Thanksgiving. How can you beat that? Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts, and he's got a few questions about growing cantaloupe.
Okay, Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Each summer, I take on the challenge of growing cantaloupes, and you know, there's always problems with cantaloupes, I found. Mostly with powdery mildew and with leaf wilt. And this past summer, I had a very good crop, and I really kept it sprayed to prevent mildew. And then toward the end of the season, when I harvested most of the cantaloupes, I let it go. And it really became covered in powdery mildew, all the plants. And my question is, I'm going to do this next summer too. And do I have to take any precautions, because there was so much mildew in the ground and on the plants? Is there anything that I need to do to kind of, prevent that from happening and getting a head start on me next year?
Yeah, there are a couple things that you can do that will slow down the powdery mildew. Try and rotate the position of where you plant your individual crops. So, like, for example, in my garden, year number one, the tomatoes go on the left side. Year number two, they're in the middle of the garden. Year number three, they're on the right side. And then year number four, I start the process all over. And it gives the soil a chance to rest. And any spores that are there, because the host plant, the tomato, is no longer in that area, the spores have no place to go. They don't hit the host plant, and you have less of a problem with diseases. So by moving them around to a different area, that's going to help. Number two.
Does powdery mildew traditionally last in the soil over winter, and does it come back with a vengeance, like for next summer?
It will overwinter in your soil, especially if you didn't clean the garden in the fall. If you waited until the leaves turn all brown, and then you pulled it and the leaves crumbled, then the pieces of the leaves with the spores have fallen on your soil, and there's the potential for a problem. So,
okay.
Number two is plant your cantaloupe using a landscape fabric. You can buy some straw. And you can buy straw at a feed and grain store, some of the nurseries. So you plant your seedlings, and then the area that you're allowing it to run, what I do is I put down regular newspaper, a couple of sheets of newspaper, and as I put it down, I tab my hose with like a mist, and I mist it to get it wet so it won't blow away. And when I've covered the whole area with the newspaper, then I'll put 2 inches of straw. Now, not hay, but straw. And straw is a much thicker grass. It's blonde in color, and it's weed-free. And then number three, never water the garden after 5 o'clock at night. If you water the garden and the foliage gets wet during the evening hours, the spores are blowing around in the air and they'll attack your pumpkins, cucumbers, melons, anything that's a vine crop. So get your watering done either first thing in the morning, but get it done by 5 so it has a chance to dry. And then number three, I would use a product like Plant Doctor. It's all organic, and it will take care of your tomato blight and also powdery mildew. It's a great product. I use it in my garden, and for things like tall phlox, I put it on my lilacs because they get powdery mildew, and all the vine crops do it, and I do it every couple of weeks, and it stays clean. But number one, rotate your crop. Number two, use either a landscape fabric or straw to prevent the spores from rising out of the ground like a hot air balloon and infecting your plants. And never, ever water at night because the leaf gets wet. The spores that are blowing in the air stick to the wet foliage and bang, you got a problem. And then spray it.
I devise another technique for my vines with the cantaloupes. I don't let them sit on the ground. I built 4 8-foot by 8-foot panels with wire in between. And my cantaloupe plants grow straight up the 8-foot panels and cling to the wires along with the fruit. And so I keep them off the ground, and that worked out beautifully. They got better sun, they got better air circulation, and it worked out great, except for...
Yeah, it really does. I have seen that in a commercial growing field, and what they had done is they almost used like a hoop greenhouse, and they took the hoops, put them every 10 foot, and then covered the hoops with netting.
Yeah.
And they planted cantaloupes, gourds, cucumbers at the base, and it would climb right up the hoop and down, and they had lots of air circulation and a lot less problems.
Yep, it solved a lot of problems. And plus, you know, they'll spread all over the garden, and this way it contains them to these panels that I built.
Exactly. So you've done the first step. Now, the main thing is just when you water, try and keep the leaves dry. That makes a big thing. And if we start to get humid, you know, hot, sticky, muggy days, that's when powdery mildew really gets active. And if you use this Plant Doctor, it comes from a company called Organic Labs. They're out of Florida, and it's totally natural, totally organic, and that way you won't have to worry.
The other thing about having them on the panels is that when I water them, the leaves don't get wet, so that helps too.
It sure does. Great idea. Thank you for passing it on to us, and I hope a lot of our listeners take your advice and give it a try. It will save you room in the garden and eliminate a lot of diseases. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from Maine, and he believes he has a solution for those sprouting tomatoes that we were talking about earlier.
Oh, great. Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thanks for being here. We love listening to you. I think what she's experiencing is the natural consequence of fruit. It's called vivipary. Now, vivipary or viviparous plants can also be animals like us. We're viviparous. It just means that we give live birth. What is occurring is that inside the tomato, there's a hormone. It's called abscisic acid. It's ADA. And what that does is it controls the maturity time of the seed.
Okay.
And the plant, what we generally eat when we buy tomatoes from the big box store or so forth, is we're buying immature plants. They've been picked prior to that seed coming to maturity. Now, this hormone that's in there controls that timing. And it's both time and temperature sensitive. So it allows a certain amount of time for that seed to develop. And then it controls it and puts it in dormancy until it reaches a certain period of time. Now, in nature, this fruit would simply fall off the vine, land on the ground, and the seed would consider the fruit or the flesh of it as simply a compost pile. And they would regrow themselves from that. So this is natural in all fruit that contains seeds. It's in, say, an apple or any of those kinds of things. It's also found in many grains. But what we're getting from the big, like I say, is from the big box stores, they're trying to pick immature fruit. They're picking green fruit, and then a gas is applied to it to make it change color, and then they cold store it. And slowly over time, the fruit part, the flesh part, will mature and develop its flavor. but they're trying to control the release of this hormone so that the seed inside doesn't further develop.
I'll be dead.
A problem with it is that it is also temperature sensitive, and it's cold temperature sensitive. So if you apply cold to it, which they do in cold storage, it tends to relieve the dormancy period. So they tend to come out of dormancy sooner. So what commercial people try to do is bring them to market quickly so that they don't go through that period. You're more likely to run into the viviparous tomatoes that are organically grown or bought at farmers markets or bought on the vine, because they're still developing.
Wow, that's a great information. So now at least I know where to go to get the information, and then I can write it up and I'll put it in the newsletter. I really, really appreciate all of your information. Are you in the agriculture business?
No, I'm not. I'm just one that enjoys science and botany and biology. And it's just one of those things that I just happened to know. And another thing she wanted to know about, are they edible? Yes, they're edible. They may not taste very good because it draws the flavor out. It starts to pull the flavor out of the tomato.
Right. Well, I was in Florida, I bet you 8 or 9 years ago, and we went to a pick-your-own vegetable farm, and they had a huge tomato area, and they had a lot of people picking tomatoes that were just starting to go from green to like a pinkish tinge.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why are you picking them so they're not red yet? And they said to us, what they do is they call them pinkies.
Right.
They boxed them, they put them on the truck, and when the truck left Florida, headed to Chicago or whatever, they gassed the tomatoes, and when the truck got there, they were red.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to think spring. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bruce from Massachusetts. He's got some questions about growing some grapes.
Okay, Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. How can we help you with your grapes today?
Hi. The grapes that they sell at the grocery store, can you just take the grapes and separate them from the vine and then grow them like cuttings? And are growth hormones critical to if that's possible?
Well, if you get a cluster of grapes, you're not getting any stem. So you would actually need a piece of the plant to start it. So like the hand that holds the individual grapes, that cluster, is not part of the stem or the vine. But if you could get a piece of the vine, then you can root it with some rooting powder, and then you can start new plants.
Okay. All right, so that's the protocol for that procedure?
Yeah. Right. When they want to make some new plants, they will take cuttings from specific vines and root them with some extra strong rooting powder and a little bit of bottom heat. And it's usually done inside a greenhouse, and then it works very, very well. But you need to have the actual vine that the that the grape is growing on to start a new plant.
All right, thank you.
And the seed, if you were to plant the seed, you may not get the same variety because large growers could be growing half a dozen different varieties. Something that's going to be ready early, another variety that's mid-season, and then a variety that's going to be late in the year. And in the pollination process, the bees that are there for early are also pollinating the mid-season and then the late, so that the seed could be a combination of early and mid-season or mid-season and late, and you wouldn't get the same fruit from the seed that you actually want to grow. So that you got to actually take a piece of the plant, and that way the variety will stay true to form because it hasn't been effective by wind or by insect pollination of the plant.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next? Okay, we have some open lines, so if you have a question, you give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. We've been telling you about Natural Alternative, their ice melt product. I know it's the middle of January. There's a lot of winter ahead of us. And if you want to keep your walkway safe from ice, this is the way to go. It's natural. It's organic. And it will out-cover the area of rock salt without damaging your lawn, your perennials, your shrubbery. It's pet friendly. And if your dog or cat steps on it, if it's rock salt and it gets in between the pads of your animal's foot, rock salt will heat up to 170 degrees. The natural alternative will not. And the other thing is, a 50-pound bag of rock salt does 5,000 square feet, while the natural alternative will cover 12,500, almost three times the coverage. Rock salt will freeze at zero. Natural alternative will work to 16 below zero. And it's organic and natural. And you don't get that white discoloration that you track through your house. So if you'd like to get more information on it, call this phone number, 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. And if you tell them you heard about it on the program, they'll ship it to you for free, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Matt from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about something destroying his evergreens.
Okay. Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Is this something that's happening now or during the growing season?
I don't know. I just bought this property, and there's a bunch of evergreens on it. And the previous owner told me that there's some kind of, he said it was a tent caterpillar. feeding all of the evergreen leaves, and it's feeding them from the bottom up, leaves, needles, you know. So it's attacking, it looks like white pines and cedars. And when I look on the underside of all the branches, there's the brown cocoons and the tan seed pods, and they look like gypsy moths.
Oh, it's very possible. Yep. Your best bet in the spring, what you want to do is check on them, and as soon as you see that these that the gypsy moth or the winter moth is active, you can spray the plant with a product called EIGHT, E-I-G-H-T. It's made by Bonide. You spray it directly on the foliage of the plants, and it will knock them for a loop, and the problem will be solved. You may need to do it twice, about 2 weeks apart, but EIGHT is very, very, very effective and is a lot, and I mean a lot less toxic than using 7. 7 is an old pesticide. It is highly toxic to pollinators like bees. So stay away from 7. Go to 8, and it will take care of all chewing insects, and you can even use it in the vegetable garden.
Oh, okay, just a couple points to that. One, there's a ton of these trees in the yard, and they're really tall. And then the other thing is I have well water. Is that a, okay, you know, do I have to worry about that?
No, as far as the well water, you would not have to worry about it, because the government a few years ago finally did something right. They got rid of a lot of the chemicals that did not break down. One of them was like chlordane. But they got rid of a lot of these chemicals, and anything that's on the market today has to break down within a 30-day period so that it will not affect the environment that it's in. And that is a real positive sign.
Okay.
And
all right,
if your trees are really, really tall, then what I would do is this time of the year, I would call a certified arborist who does spraying, companies like Davies Tree, and there's a lot of great tree companies that will do spraying, and they'll give you the option of an organic product over a chemical product.
Okay. All right.
And that way, you know, if you want to stay organic, it's going to cost you a little bit more money, but it will do the job.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the phone call.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now. Our number here at the station is 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we'll try and work with you to try and help you out. This morning we talked about onions, the onion family and celery family, and we'll put that in the newsletter for next week. This past week, if you got your newsletter, we did a story on fennel, how to grow it, and how to harvest and take care of it. Rosemary, how to grow it inside and out. And the different types of mint. So if you want to get some additional information, go to my website, www.paulparent.com, and then click send. And you'll start receiving the newsletter next Thursday. The last couple of weeks, we've had things going on, and I was not able to get it out on Thursday. It went out on Friday because my computer went down. But we're back on track. And as I said, we did three herbs this past week. And this coming week, we're going to do some of the vegetables that you need to start early in the year. And that's in the next couple of weeks. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Cape Cod. He's got a question about overseeding his lawn.
Okay. Bob from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question. In early November, I had my lawn aerated, and they overseeded it. And, of course, being so late in the season, some of the grass didn't germinate. And I'm wondering how much of that will germinate in the spring.
Now, what time of the year did they overseed?
It was in early November.
Early November. Okay.
Right. Some of the seed did germinate along the road, you know, where the blacktop is.
Right.
It's a little warmer. But others did not germinate at that point that I can determine. And I wanted to know how much I could expect to germinate in the spring.
Okay. Now, is there any existing grass there now?
It's a regular lawn. And, that's about 20 years old.
Okay, so you were just trying to thicken it.
Correct.
I would be willing to bet a minimum of 50% will germinate. And okay. If they use bluegrass in their mixture, bluegrass won't germinate until the ground is 70. So by putting down in November, there's no way it's going to.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of
thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver. A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marie from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about identifying a vine she found.
Okay, Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's the vine
look
like?
Oh, my goodness. I've been listening to you since you were in Boston. Paul, I have a vine growing on my property, and I was wondering if you could identify it. The fruit on it is a ball, and it's probably 3 inches in diameter, and it looks as though it were covered with blueberries. Do you have any idea what it is?
It's covered with blueberries.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I've seen it. I have actually seen that vine. Right now, it's not coming out of the head to the mouth. Let me check into it for you, and we'll talk about it next Sunday. Now, this it's a wild vine, right? It's not something that you planted.
Yes.
Okay. I will do some research during the week, and I'll write it down right now. The fruit are like little peas, aren't they?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know what it is. I've seen it, and let me do some research, and I'll find out for you. And you will be able to hear the radio program in Boston in 2 weeks.
I'm in New Hampshire now.
Okay. We have a new radio station starting with us in 2 weeks. 109.4 from the North Shore, and it will cover all the way to Boston, west of Boston, and north of Boston also. So we're really excited to get into the Boston area again. And it's WBOQ-FM. And we can't wait. It's going to be starting around February 1st. And it will be good to talk to a lot of people from the Boston area that we haven't talked to in a long, long time. So we're really pleased and excited about that.
Oh, I think those people will be too.
Yes, I'm sure they will be. It's been a long time. Well, thank you for your call, and I will look for it. And what time do you usually listen to the show?
Well, I'll start right at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on WEZS or WGIR at 6 o'clock. Yeah.
WGIR is a great station. They've been with us from the very beginning, and we really are pleased with everything that they've done for us. So you listen in on that station, and we'll get the information for you during the very first hour of the program next week. How's that?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And you have a good week. It's so nice speaking with you.
It's nice to talk with you, and I will have a good week. We ended the week on a positive note with the Patriots winning. So.
Oh, you bet. all right, Paul. I will be listening and hearing you next week early in the morning.
Okay. Thank you again for the phone call.
Bye-bye now.
Well, I want you all to start thinking about your garden. And today we talked about starting onions and leeks and shallots and things like that. We mentioned growing celery, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, that you need to start them indoors 8 to 12 weeks before you plant them in the garden. So start doing a little bit of research and get some seed ordered. And in the newsletter next Thursday, I'll tell you step by step how to grow all the onions and the celery family and more. Have a great week, everybody.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.